Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure on this Friday, August 14th, to welcome a guest to the podcast. Today we have reading for us Benjamin Parrott. Benjamin grew up at Mountain Brook Baptist, and now he's a senior at Auburn University. I can't wait for you to hear more about his life and faith at the end of the podcast. But first, he'll read God's word for us. Thank you, Benjamin, for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be here. For today's reading, we're going to be going through Exodus chapter 40, verses 16 through 33 from the New International Version. Moses did everything just as the Lord commanded him. So the tabernacle was set up on the first day of the first month in the second year. When Moses set up the tabernacle, he put the bases in place, erected the frames, inserted the crossbars, and set up the posts. Then he spread the tent over the tabernacle and put the covering over the tent, as the Lord commanded him. He took the tablets of the covenant law and placed them in the ark, attached the poles to the ark, and put the atonement cover over it. Then he brought the ark into the tabernacle and hung the shielding curtain and shielded the ark of the covenant law, as the Lord commanded him. Moses placed the table in the tent of meeting on the north side of the tabernacle outside the curtain and set out the bread on it before the Lord, as the Lord commanded him. He placed the lampstand in the tent of meeting opposite the table on the south side of the tabernacle and set up the lamps before the Lord, as the Lord commanded him. Moses placed the gold altar in the tent of meeting in front of the curtain and burned fragrant incense on it, as the Lord commanded him. Then he put up the curtain at the entrance to the tabernacle. He set the altar of burnt offering near the entrance to the tabernacle, the tent of meeting, and offered on it burnt offerings and grain offerings, as the Lord commanded him. He placed the basin between the tent of meeting and the altar and put water in it for washing, and Moses and Aaron and his sons used it to wash their hands and feet. They washed whenever they entered the tent of meeting or approached the altar, as the Lord commanded Moses. Then Moses set up the courtyard around the tabernacle and altar and put up the curtain at the entrance to the courtyard. And so Moses finished the work. Now let's move over to Psalm 34, and we're going to start in verse 4 and go through verse 18. So verse 4 starts with, "I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame." This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you his holy people, for those who fear him lack nothing. The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Come, my children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Whoever of you loves life and desires to see many good days, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to blot out their name from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit.
Thank you so much, Benjamin, for joining the podcast and reading so beautifully for us. I love catching up with your mom about how you're doing in college, and I've been so happy to see you this summer. I know that you're a senior at Auburn University and looking forward to heading back there this week. But first, I snagged you for an interview. So tell us a little bit first about your family and then about some of your hobbies and interests.
Thank you again for having me in the first place, Mary. I'm really glad I was able to jump on before heading back. A little bit about my family. We moved to Birmingham in 2007 or 8 when I was turning 4. And I've grown up in this church that whole time with my whole family. My whole life, I've been lucky enough to just grow up in a family that has been centered around Christ and just be surrounded and have a lot of real-life examples of godly men and women in my family. And so my whole family is very, very close. My brother is living in Dothan. My older sister is up in Chicago. And my parents are in Birmingham. So it's a nice little two-hour drive down to Auburn for them. So close enough, but not too close, which is nice.
And then tell us a little bit about some of your hobbies or interests.
I honestly really just enjoy doing anything that can keep me active. This summer, that has been a lot of golf, a lot of working out too. And then I love playing pickup basketball at school. And then I'm always watching football or basketball or baseball or golf with my buddies in Auburn. And then another thing I like to do is play piano, just kind of for fun on the side.
You're like a Renaissance man. You got the sports and also the piano. So how did you gain an interest for piano?
So my entire family is very musical too, something I forgot to mention. Everybody besides my dad and I up until about my junior year of high school. So I had grown up just doing sports forever, never really thought much about music, but was kind of jealous of my older siblings and my grandparents and my mom of being able to play piano. And so I just kind of junior year of high school decided that I wanted to do that and watched some YouTube videos and then had a chord chart and just kind of went from there.
You're kidding me. You taught yourself?
I did.
Wow. And now how do you use your piano? Or you just do it for fun?
I mainly just do it for fun. I normally just kind of play in my room. That brings me a lot of joy. But I've also been lucky enough to play in some worship opportunities through this on-campus ministry called Onward down at Auburn University.
Speaking of Auburn, I want to hear how you decided to go to Auburn University.
So I had a very, I guess, unorthodox way of choosing. I was pretty much set on Baylor University in Texas, and I just went down to Auburn one weekend with one of my really good friends to stay with his older brother, and I just fell in love with it there. I had already been accepted, and I think within like a month of going down to Auburn that weekend, I had already committed, and we didn't even do a formal tour. So we did not do it the right way at all, but I had that gut feeling and it was definitely the right one.
And you've enjoyed your time there.
Yes.
Tell me about your major and how you picked that.
I'm majoring in accounting and I had no clue that's what I wanted to do. I was pre-business going into freshman year, and then my sophomore year, I took an intro to an accounting class and my dad told me, he's like, if you understand that, do it. And I kind of understood it. And I have a little bit of regrets with some of these upper level accounting classes, but I've really enjoyed it for the most part. And that's kind of how I decided on that.
Talking with your mom and just hearing from you about your time at Auburn, it seems as though the Lord is doing some really exciting things in your heart and your life. How has the Lord been shaping and molding you in this season?
The Lord has definitely shaped and molded me a lot over college and just very much transformed me kind of since my freshman year. I remember going into my freshman year at Auburn just kind of with the mindset of I'm just going to focus on me and do what I want. And then when I graduate and get my diploma, then I'll get more serious about my faith. That's like kind of an adult thing. And God just kind of let me run and see where that left me. And that kind of just knocked me down, and then he would just place a bunch of random different things in my life. I now realize were not coincidence at all, but just whether it was a random Bible study that I went to that then led to a retreat, or just going on a two-week retreat at the beginning of summer that following year, I was choosing not to get on my knees and pray, and so the Lord kind of forced me onto my knees through that. And I'm so thankful for that.
But I'm so grateful too for the Lord's pursuing grace in your life and in mine. Talk about a discipleship relationship and how that has shaped you or someone who has just poured into your life.
Yeah. So the main person I can think of as somebody who's really discipled me is John Sasser, who is the head of this on-campus ministry called Onward that I mentioned a little earlier. I meet with him every week. We had met a couple times freshman year, and then, like I mentioned, I went on this two-week retreat called Greek Classic with them, which is 2 weeks at the beach Onward and just dedicated to your personal relationship with the Lord and then how to go out and be a disciple of the Lord. But I've really just been so poured into by Onward through John Sasser mainly, but their entire organization of just men and women who have really, really, really poured into me and have really provided me such just a strong, I guess, circle of Christian brothers and sisters.
What is one characteristic of the Lord that you cling to?
So one characteristic I've really tried to cling to is just kindness to others. I feel like there's a lot of things that I very much struggle with in ways that I try and follow Christ that I really struggle to do, but I feel like I have had a very easy time just really being kind to people, and I really try to do that a whole lot, because if there's only one thing I want somebody to focus on my interaction with them as a believer, I want it to be, man, he was just so kind. Man, he was just so intentional with me. Because I feel like, again, as believers, the greatest gift we have is Christ's love. And I'd want to be a reflection of Christ's love on me to others around me, whether they're a believer or not. So that's definitely the biggest characteristic that I try and focus on.
And that is definitely a way to bring joy to people's lives. What is something that has brought you joy in this season?
Being able to spend a lot of time with my parents this summer. I've been living at home this summer, interning, and I've been able to spend a whole lot of time with my mom and dad, whether it's just at dinner, whether it's at the golf course or at the lake. And so I've really just enjoyed having some good time with my parents before I go out into the real world, wherever that may be in the next couple of years.
You know, that's every parent's dream for their child to say that. I just really enjoyed my time with my parents. I hope that one day Webb will look back and say those very same things about Wayne and me. I want to talk to you a little bit about the psalm that you read today. What stuck out, or what commentary would you give us about that psalm?
The main two verses that stick out to me in this psalm are verses 4 and 5. And I'll read them out again. Verse 4 starts with, I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. And really emphasizing that last part of verse 5, their faces are never covered with shame. Once I began taking my faith more seriously near the end of my freshman year, and as I kind of, I feel like, started to grow in my faith, that was something I would really struggle with at first, was just feeling so upset with myself in the face of sin and feeling that I'm not worthy of the Lord, or really just beating myself up instead of sprinting to God, whether that be in repentance or praise or whatever. And I feel like that last phrase right there of their faces are never covered with shame just completely blows away that entire mindset of trying to beat yourself up more instead of springing to Christ, because again, that's why Christ got on the cross. And another thing that I was told by my mentor, John Sasser, was just beating yourself up instead of springing to Christ is essentially just looking at Christ on the cross and saying, hey, I really appreciate that, but that's not enough. I need to go kind of beat myself a little more. And that really stung. And I feel like that ties right in with this of their faces are never covered with shame. And so that's just such a comforting thing to know, that no matter what it is, no matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, you don't need to be shameful. Just sprint to the Lord. Seek the Lord.
Just as John has mentored you and given you wise words, what words would you pass on to the youth group and those who are heading off to college soon?
My advice to everybody who is going into college soon would be to get involved in as many things as possible. Just go out for things. And then also seek a mentor. If you're going to Auburn, if it's somebody from Onward, if it's somebody from your local church, if it's somebody from a fraternity or sorority, but just trying to find somebody who's older, who has already been through college and who's learned a whole lot more by trial and error, to just pick their brain and get their advice on things. This is my biggest piece of advice.
Is there a verse or a song that you've been meditating on recently?
Yes. So a verse I've really been meditating on recently and trying to memorize is Galatians chapter 1, verse 10, which says, am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or of God, or am I trying to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ. Like I mentioned earlier, I really try and focus on being kind to people and avoiding awkward situations. And a lot of times that can lead to missing an opportunity to share the gospel or kind of just being stagnant. And so this verse, I feel like, really just kind of pinpoints that. Okay, who am I really serving? Yes, I'm trying to be kind to people, but am I now trying to use the excuse of, oh, I'm trying to be kind to people to avoid a situation that God is calling me to? And so I feel like this verse really, really just can help push me out of that, avoiding uncomfortable situations.
You talked about leadership positions or finding ways to get involved in college. What have been some of your favorite ways to get involved?
Yeah, so I've been fortunate enough to get really involved within my fraternity. I'm serving as the president right now, and I served as the vice president before that. I was fortunate enough to get selected for IFC in different positions the past few years. IFC is Interfraternity Council, which is basically like the governing organization that keeps all the different fraternities in check, kind of mediates, I guess, the communication between fraternities and university to make sure everybody's happy. I've also got a lot more involved with Onward over the past few years, just as a student leader and going to different Bible studies with them. And then another thing is this accounting society is called Beta Alpha Psi, which has really helped with recruiting and stuff. And I think the biggest takeaway I've had from getting involved is just how many different people I've been able to meet through this. And that has been just the biggest blessing. Is I feel like now I can go so many places on campus and see somebody I know. So I feel a lot more comfortable going out and doing different things because I feel like I'll probably know somebody there.
Is it too early to say what area of accounting you're excited about, or do you know?
So I will be doing an audit internship this coming January and February.
Sounds very smart.
Sounds very, very long, but it'll be fun. I'm going to have a positive attitude about it.
So you're doing an audit. What did you do this summer? What type of internship was it?
This summer I did an external financial reporting internship with Encompass Health. So it fell under accounting, but it was a little different than the kind of public accounting route that most accounting majors go fresh out of college, which I think is the route I will start off with. But again, I was thankful enough to have this opportunity and knew that they were a very strong company, and it seemed like a really cool internship where I could learn a whole lot of stuff that I had never really learned before.
And like you said, you're open to learning, and that is one of the most important parts. One of my favorite verses is Psalm 143:10, which says, may your good spirit lead us on level paths. And so that's our prayer for you, Benjamin, that the Lord would continue to lead you and guide you and to use you to help others flourish in the faith and in life. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for just sharing your time with us. We're so proud of you. Would you end our time together with prayer?
Of course. Dear Lord, I thank you so much just for the Splons and Mount Brook Baptist and just the impact that they have had on, I know, my life and my brother's life and my sister's life and just so many people in this community, Lord. And so I just praise you for them. And Lord, I pray that as this year goes on and as a new wave of students go off to college, and as a new wave of students come into the youth group, Lord, that there would just be discipline by those students going off to college and these students coming into youth group of just truly wanting to seek after you, Lord, and truly wanting to pursue just a personal relationship with you, God, and that it wouldn't just be checking off the box or going through the motions, Lord, but that it would be genuine desire and excitement to be able to spend time with the creator of the universe, Lord, and that they would too just know that in whatever it may be in the face of a temptation or in stress and fear or stagnancy, that there's truly nothing on this planet that should shift our focus or attention away from you, because we have the greatest and most valuable gifts of all of history, of all of creation, Lord, and that is your love and your grace and your mercy on us, Lord, and that we don't need to be ashamed of ourselves and our evil natural nature as humans, Lord, but that we know we are made new through you, and that we would just cling to that and cling to you harder and harder each day, Lord. It's in your loving name that I pray. Amen.